this the 33rd week ordinary time too. The first reading from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. Brothers and sisters, have among yourselves the same attitude that is also there in Christ Jesus, who, though he were in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, verses 15 to 24. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." He replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to accuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me accused.' And another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me accused.' And another said, 'I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house in rage commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the street and alleys of the town, and bring in here the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedge crowds, and make people come in, that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of the men who were invited will taste my dinner.'" Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, the dangers of ignorance. People tend to appraise their life to the material needs, such as eating and drinking, job and recreation. And not many people want to spend their time to learn and to satisfy their spiritual needs. Therefore, when they must make decisions for their life, they shall aim at material than spiritual values. Today's reading want to show people God's way to salvation. And if people do not spend their time to learn and to apply it in their life, they shall not have God's salvation. In the first reading, the author described the way of God's salvation to Christ, who saved people not by his mighty and strength, but by humility and perfect obedience to his Father. In the Gospel, Jesus wanted to illustrate the danger of paying too much attention to material needs of people to the point that they refuse to attend the heavenly banquet which God prepared for them from eternity. Second analysis, first reading, God's way to save people. Most of spiritual scholars agreed that Philippians 2 verse 6 to 11 is a hymn which was accepted in the early communities, and St. Paul used it to advise the Philippians to imitate Christ, to live according to his perfect charity, as he expressed his intention from the beginning. Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus. There are three main lessons one can learn from this passage. First, try humility. There are many dogmatic points which the Church Fathers and the first few councils drew out from verses 6 and 7 of this passage. Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, take the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. Based on these verses, we know Jesus had true nature, divine and human nature. When he incarnated in the Blessed Mary womb, the Church viewed the deep dogmatic points to fight against many heresies, for example, against Arianism, who deny Christ's divinity, against adoptionism, who said Christ is adopted by God and not equal to God, and against Docetism, who said that Jesus only seemed to be a man, but not truly a man. The reason why he humbly incarnated is to redeem people's sin. Second, try absolute obedience. The author said he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. God did not make Jesus to suffer, but Jesus himself volunteered to suffer to fulfill God's plan of salvation. He truly died, not seemed to die, as Docetism believed. Third, Jesus' supreme glory. Because of Christ's humility and absolute obedience, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Some main victories which Jesus have vested from his passion, death, and resurrection are: he conquered human sin. By his passion and death, he redeemed people's sins. He conquered human death. If Christ were not resurrected, death would dominate humankind, and human beings have no hope to live forever with God. But because he resurrected, he conquered the death, the last enemy of human beings. He conquered devils. In desert, the devil tempted Jesus to zeal his ways to conquer people, such as giving people bread, glory, and performing wonderful miracles. Jesus showed him a better way to conquer people by God's word, love, sacrifice, and eternal life. Second, the gospel. Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God. Third point, the Jewish banquet. According to Jewish tradition, the Jews believed that when the Messiah come, he shall prepare for people a banquet. See Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 to 9. This is the reason why one of Jesus' fellow guests said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." They also believed that only the Jews can attend this banquet. Jesus wanted to use a parable to teach them a lesson. If they are not prepared, they shall be discarded to have seats for the other nations. According to Jewish custom, after the banquet is planned without a fixed hour for it, the host shall send out his invitation to his guests. The invited guest must respond to his invitation, either yes or no. When it is time for the banquet and everything is ready, the host shall send out his servants again to gather those who positively responded to the host invitation. Therefore, those who denied coming to the banquet is an insult for the host. Second, the reasons for denial. First, too busy of working. The first said to him, "I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me acquitted." This might be the most popular reason of people in every generation. Since people are too busy with their works, they have no time for God and regularly forget about the final goal of their life. Second, worldly allurements. Another said, "I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me acquitted." People are easy to be attracted by worldly allurements than keeping of God's law. After a week of working, people like to go to recreation places, more than to attend Sunday Mass. Such a life of satisfying their desire shall gradually make people to be far away from God. Third, worry about family. Another said, I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come. Getting married is people's great joy. According to the book of Deuteronomy, the one who has just married can be exempted from his military or public duty for a year to stay home with his wife. See Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 5. However, even this exemption is not able to be a cause for people to neglect their duty to God, especially his invitation for the heavenly banquet. Third point. The parable meanings. Jesus used the parable to explain the mystery of God's plan of salvation. According to this mystery, God chose and invited the Israelites from the beginning to attend his heavenly banquet. But because of their rejection, his banquet opened to all people, such as the Gentiles, the tax collectors, the prostitutes, etc. All those who believe in Christ. The allegory of the parable can be easily recognized as follows. The host is God. The servants are God's prophets and Jesus' disciples. The guests who refuse to attend are some of the Jews. The poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame, are the tax collectors and the prostitutes. Those who came from all directions are the Gentiles. Application in life. The human life is not able to be upgraded to material needs. We need to spend time to learn about God and to satisfy our spiritual needs. Ignorant or wrong knowing shall lead us to making wrong decisions for our life. Those who are called are many, but those who are chosen are few. Though we are already invited to the heavenly banquet, but if we do not spend time to learn about God, receive the sacrament to fight against our enemies, it is very easy for us to get lost and be discarded outside. Amen.